In every organization, large and small, including yours, there is an unspoken war between the young and the old. If you're young and you're looking at the older people in the organization, you're saying to yourself, whoa, they don't get it. And you're right. And if you're older and you're looking at the young people in the organization, you're saying to yourself, whoa, they don't get it. And you're right. The key to accelerating success is to understand that we get a perfect match when we put the two together in the right way. Each generation has different strengths and weaknesses. If you are older, your strength is your years of experience and wisdom. This is something that's highly valuable the young don't have. Young people can't take a seminar on 20 or 30 years of experience and end up having it. Younger people in the organization don't know all of the things that the experienced know, all of the problems they've solved, all of the great solutions they've come up with. As we all know, there's a downside to being older. For example, your experience keeps you from real out-of-the-box thinking because you've been in the box for 20 or 30 years. You don't have the broad awareness of new and leading-edge technologies that the young people have. And your experience can keep you from seeing new and innovative ways of applying new tools. If you are younger, you know about social media, and you know how to use texting to communicate, and you know how to use simulations and navigate virtual environments thanks to playing video games. You know many things the older people in the organization have no clue about. That's your strength. As a matter of fact, your lack of experience is a great strength, because the world is changing so fast and transforming so fast, it helps to have no experience if you recognize and respect those who have it. Here's another insight. Young people are really good at online negotiations. In today's increasingly global world, it's really good to be able to conduct negotiations online. At the same time, we live in a human world, and it's really important to be able to negotiate well, eyeball to eyeball, a skill older people in the organization are very good at. It's clear there is much we can learn from each other. If you have an important meeting, are you the only baby boomer in the meeting? If the answer is yes, what's the message that you are sending to the younger people in the organization? We don't value your thinking. If young people were involved in that important meeting, they will provide a valuable perspective. And the message that you would be sending to the rest of the organization is, we need all of you in order to shape the best future possible. We need to end the war between the young and the old. Instead of butting heads and thinking the other doesn't get it, we need to be looking at the complementary skills that can enable us to shape a better future faster. Your learning activity will teach you how to apply this concept to your company and the work you do to accelerate your success.